Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Fantasy Schmodown podcast, and we are here with the second semifinals of Manager Wars. This is episode 7. We have the finals next week. But today we have Kaiser Hong. I still have not learned how to pronounce his name. Kaiser Hong going up against Sam Levine Rules. So the winner of this will play Revision 3-2-3 in the tournament finals for the championship next week, and then, you know, we'll probably do more after this. I'm actually going to be having a team. Somebody had to drop out, so going to have some fun with this. So, we still have a tournament to do. Kaiser Hong, Sam Levine Rules. Let's look at the matchups we'll be seeing today. So, kicking this off in Star Wars, we have a bit of a rematch from earlier in the Star Wars tournament. Laura Kelly for Kaiser Hong going up against Sean Sullivan, the Saint for Sam Levine Rules. Good matchup there. I definitely give the edge to Kelly, but who knows? Then the next match, the teams match, I'm looking forward to this match so much. You have Final Exam, Paulo Yama and Lon Harris for Kaiser Hong going up against Clark Wolf and Jeff Snyder for Sam Levine Rules. Two fantastic teams right there. Then in Inner Geekdom, you're going to have Jason Inman for Kaiser Hong and Mike the Killer Kalinowski for Sam Levine Rules, two former champs there. And then in singles, got a rematch from round one of the 2017 Ultimate Schmodown, Sam Levine versus William Bibiani in singles, the two captains going up against each other. We have a great match on our hands today. I think that we are ready to get going, starting out with Laura Kelly versus Sean Sullivan. I don't want to keep talking about this. I just want to get into it and figure out who will be playing Revision 3-2-3 in the tournament finals. So, how this is going to work is if a player wins, they get 2 points for their team. If they win by knockout, that's 3 points. If it's only a sudden death win, it's 1 point. So, whoever has the most points by the end wins. If it's a tie, two captains, in this case, William Bibiani for Kaiser Hong and Sam Levine for Sam Levine Rules will be going up in a sudden death match. So, I think we are ready to get going. Laura Kelly for Kaiser Hong, Sean Sullivan for Sam Levine. Sam Levine Rules. Two valuable points to get us kick off today are up for grabs. Laura Kelly has a big, about 10% accuracy advantage over Sean Sullivan, but we will see. 10 questions in round one for a Star Wars match. Each one is worth a point. Competitor gets them all right, they will get a bonus question, also worth a point. Question number one comes in the category of Revenge of the Sith. Revenge of the Sith. And start out here with Laura Kelly. She hits, and Sean Sullivan hits. We are tied at one. Question number two. We're heading now to the category of the Clone Wars movie, making an early appearance. Sean Sullivan misses, and Laura Kelly hits. A miss from Sullivan in the Clone Wars movie, that could be costly. Don't want to go down to Laura Kelly. 2-1 now is the score. Question number three. Category is The Empire Strikes Back. The Empire Strikes Back for question number three. Laura Kelly hits. Sean Sullivan hits. 3-2. Laura Kelly stays perfect. Heading in to question number four. Question number four. Your category is Solo, a Star Wars story. Solo, a Star Wars story. Heading to Sean Sullivan. Hits. And there's a miss from Laura Kelly. We're tied back up. Laura Kelly, after missing a round one question against Ace, the floodgates are open. Question number five now. Question number five. Your category is The Last Jedi. To Laura Kelly, she rebounds and hits, and so does Sean Sullivan. We are tied at four. We'll be getting no perfect rounds today, but I think we will be getting a good match. 4-4, question number six. 4-4, halfway through the round. But question number six is in the category of Episode 9, The Last Jedi. We're going to be starting with Sean Sullivan. He hits. And Laura Kelly misses once again. Sean Sullivan has taken a 5-4 lead. 5-4. Sean Sullivan is in the lead. Question number 7. The category is The Phantom Menace. The Phantom Menace. Laura hits. Sullivan hits 6-5 after 7 questions. 3 left in the round, and Sean Sullivan has a 1-point lead over Laura Kelly. Now, question number 8. Question number 8, your category is Attack of the Clones. Starting with Sean Sullivan. A miss, and Laura Kelly ties the game right back up. 6-6, 2 questions left in the round. Back and forth game here, but question number 9 is in the category of The Force Awakens. Force Awakens. Laura Kelly, she hits. Sean Sullivan hits, and we are even heading into the final question of round number 1. Last question of round 1. The category is Rogue One. Rogue One. Sean Sullivan hits. Laura Kelly hits. We are going to be tied heading into round number 2. 8-8 after 1 round. I was expecting maybe a perfect round from one or both of these players. But we are still tied heading into the next round, and all that matters is that we have a good match. We don't want blowouts here, but definitely will happen sometimes. 8-8, though, is the score heading into round number 2. So our round number 2 will work. The competitors will spin the wheel. Whatever category they land on, they have the option to keep it or to spin away. Whatever category they do end up choosing. They will get 5 questions in worth 2 points. They can drop down to multiple choice, but that makes it worth only 1 point. And if they miss a question, their opponent can steal. So Laura Kelly, while the score is tied, she is the favorite. So she will get the choice whether to go first or second in this round. And she's opting to defer to the Saint, Sean Sullivan. Sean Sullivan will be stepping up to the wheel, and he has won the category of The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi. Would Sean Sullivan like to keep The Last Jedi or spin away? He's going to be spinning away from Last Jedi, and he will instead land on Heroes and Villains. Heroes and Villains. Very interesting here. Sean Sullivan will get 5 questions in the category Heroes and Villains. He can drop down multiple choice, remember, and if he misses, Laura Kelly can steal. Question number 1 for Sean Sullivan. He hits for 2 points, 10-8. 10-8. Question number 2. Hits again, 12-8. Question number 3. Another hit, 14-8. Can you run the table? Question number 4. And this is going to be a multiple choice ask here. And he will hit it on multiple choice, just barely. He is going to hit it. And the last question, he's going to hit. So 9 out of 10 points for Sean Sullivan in the round. Great performance there. Score is now 17-8. Got every question right. Just had to drop down to multiple on one of them. But Laura Kelly, if she goes perfect, can have the lead by a point heading into round number 2. So Laura Kelly will be stepping up to the wheel. She spins the category of The Phantom Menace. Would Laura Kelly like to keep The Phantom Menace or spin away? She's going to be keeping Phantom Menace. 5 questions for Laura Kelly in the category of The Phantom Menace. Question number 1. She hits 2 points, 17-10. Question number 2. That's another hit, 17-12. 17-12. Her halfway question in the round. She's going to hit as well. 17-14. 2 questions left in the round for Laura Kelly to make it a 1-point game. That is correct. 17-16. Last question in the round. If she can hit this without multiple choice, she will have a 1-point lead heading into the final round. And that she does. Heading into the final round, the score is Laura Kelly 18, Sean Sullivan 17. Sean Sullivan, he goes perfect, but that one multiple choice cost him. So now he finds himself down by a point, 18-17 to Laura Kelly. Heading into the final round. So how this final round will work, competitors will receive a two-pointer, a three-pointer, and a five-pointer. Now, whoever is currently losing will get their questions first, and it goes in that order of two, three, and five. Player currently losing is Sean Sullivan, so he will receive his two-pointer in the category of the Attack of the Clones to take a one-point lead. Sean Sullivan hits, 19-18, and now we bounce back to Laura Kelly for her two-pointer. Laura has received the category of Clone Wars. Clone Wars. And she hits it for 2 points. 20-19 now. After the two pointers, I'm expecting a back and forth brawl in this round. I think it's going to come down to the fives, but first we have the threes, starting with Sean Sullivan. It's 20-19, Laura Kelly. Sean Sullivan's category is The Last Jedi. He spun away from mid in round two, but he hits it here for 3 big points. 22-20 now, and the pressure's back on Laura. Now she has to step up and hit her three-pointer to take back her lead. Her category is droids. Droids. Laura Kelly for 3 points. Misses. Laura Kelly misses her three. It's now 22-20. Laura Kelly must hit her five-pointer now. She's in a must-hit situation for her five-pointer. If she hits the five, she will take a three-point lead over Sean Sullivan and force him to hit his five-pointer. But if Laura Kelly misses her five, Sean Sullivan will pull off the upset. Laura Kelly, for 5 big points, her category is mixed bag. Mixed bag. And she hits it for 5 massive points. And the pressure is now on Sean Sullivan for the last question of the game. The score is Laura Kelly 25, Sean Sullivan 22. If Sean Sullivan hits this, he will win and gain 2 big points for Sam Levine Rules. If he misses it, Laura Kelly will win and gain 2 points for Kaiser Home. It all comes down to this question. Sean Sullivan's category is Solo, A Star Wars Story. For 5 points. And your winner, gaining 2 points for Kaiser Huang, Laura Lights Out Kelly. 2-0 is now the score between Kaiser Huang and Sam Levine Rules. 25-22 was the final score of that match. Laura Kelly beats Sean Sullivan. And after a bit, 8-8 round one, Laura Kelly with that 1 point advantage after round two. And, I mean, Laura missed her three, but Sean missed his five. 2 point deficit plus the one that she had. It's a 3 point victory. 25-22, Laura Kelly picking up 2 massive points for Kaiser Huang. And that's actually the first time that one of Sam Levine Rule's members has lost a match in this tournament. In the first round of this tournament, he did a 4-0. All of his players won their matches. So that's the first time that he has experienced a loss in this tournament. So let's see if he can come back from this, though. Kaiser Huang with 2 points. Sam Levine Rules, 0. And now we will be heading into the teams match. So now, guys, after Laura Kelly pulled out that win against Sean Sullivan and gained 2 points for Kaiser Huang, now we have the teams match. So we have Paulo Yama and Lon Harris, team final exam, going up for Kaiser Huang. And then a team that was put together, Clark Wolf and Jeff Snyder, going up for Sam Levine Rules. And Oyama and Harris final exam have a clear advantage here. Oyama is a 92.86. Harris is an 83.75. Their team accuracy is a 96.30. Wolf is a 72.99. Snyder's 74.34, team accuracy 73.67. Oyama and Harris are at a clear advantage. But in the last match, we saw Wolf get a perfect first round plus bonus, and then she hit her final round question. Wolf was on fire last match. Let's see if she can pull out the same clutch moments here. Again, she is again the lowest rated player in the match. But who knows? Let's see what Classy Clark Wolf can do. I mean, if Wolf and Snyder need to pull off this upset, because coming back from a 4-0 is very, very hard. And they do not want that. And coming back from a 5-0 is infinitely harder. So, I've got to at least prevent the KO, but if they can pull out a win here and tie it back up, they are looking good. So, Yama and Harris for Kaiser Hong, Wolf and Snyder for Sam Levine Rules. Let's get started. How this will work, 8 questions in round number 1 from 8 different categories. Each question will be worth a point, and each player will be playing individually. So, if Oyama gets a question right and Harris gets a question right, that is 2 points because they each got it right. You know, each 1 point. Makes sense? Good. So, if a player gets a perfect round, there will be a bonus question asked just to them, which is also worth a point. So, I think we're ready to get started. Okay. So, Oyama and Harris for Kaiser Hong, Wolf and Snyder for Sam Levine Rules. Let's get started. Question number 1, the category is horror. Horror. We are going to start out here with Paul Oyama. He hits. To Wolf, she hits. Harris hits. Snyder hits. We're tied at 2. Everybody is still in contention for that perfect round. Question number 2, the category is Modern Classics. Modern Classics. We're going to start with Clark Wolf. She hits. Juan Harris hits. Snyder hits. And Paul Oyama hits. We are tied at 4. Everybody still perfect. 2 clean sweeps in a row. Question number 3. The category is Westerns. Westerns. We're going to start out with Juan Harris. Hits. Snyder. Hits. Oyama. Hits. Clark Wolf. Hits. Everybody still stays perfect. We are tied at 6. Nobody has missed so far. Now, ending out the first half of round number 1. Question number 4. The category is Get Your Geek On. Get Your Geek On. This can be from any inner geekdom film. Starting out with Jeff Snyder. He hits. Oyama. Hits. Wolf. Hits. And Harris hits. 8-8. Wolf and Snyder have been keeping up with Oyama and Harris, matching them step for step. 8-8 now. Second half of round 1, let's get started. Question number 5, the category is Coming of Age. Coming of Age. Starting out with Lon Harris. Paul Oyama. We're starting out with Paul Oyama. He hits. Clark Wolf. She hits. Now Lon Harris. He hits. And Snyder hits. 10-10. I have a feeling we'll be seeing some perfect rounds here. Probably just jinxed it. But 3 questions left. Still nobody has missed. Now, question number 6 here. Category is Fantasy Sci-Fi. Fantasy Sci-Fi. I'm going to start out here with Clark Wolf. And I did just jinx it. Clark Wolf misses to Lon Harris. He hits. Snyder misses. And Harris hits. Big hits there from Oyama and Harris. They stay perfect. Wolf and Snyder both miss. It is now 12-10. Oyama and Harris have stayed perfect. It's only a 2-point game, but they need to prevent those perfect rounds. Question number 7, the category is drama. Drama. Starting out with Lon Harris. He hits to stay perfect. Snyder. A miss. Oyama hits. And Wolf with the clutch hit to keep them in the game. It is now 14-11. Wolf and Snyder are falling behind. The final question of the round will come in the category of famous actors and actresses. Oyama and Harris both on the verge of perfect rounds. We're going to be starting out here with Jeff Snyder. And he misses again. That's three misses in a row to finish out the round for Snyder. To Oyama for the perfect round, he hits to Wolf. She hits, and Harris hits Kaiser Wong's team a final exam, Paul Oyama and Lon Harris, with a double perfect round. So they will both be receiving the bonus question. Wolf and Snyder end the round with 12 points. Wolf only missed once. Snyder missed three times. But now Oyama and Harris, they'll each still be entering separately. For the bonus question, their category is biopics. Biopics to Oyama. He hits. Harris hits. Neither Oyama or Harris has missed. The score is 18 to 12. Oyama and Harris have the lead. It is not looking good for Sam Levine Rules with Clark Wolf and Jeff Snyder. A 6-point deficit. Oyama and Harris are on fire today. So now we go into round number two. How this round will work. Competitors or the teams will now be able to confer and they will spin the wheel, whatever category it lands on. They do have the option to spin away, but they must take their second category. Whatever category they do end up with. They'll get 6 questions in the round, each worth 2 points. Now they can drop down to multiple choice, but that makes it worth only 1 point. And if they miss a question, their opponents can steal. So Yama and Harris, after the double perfect round plus the bonus, they find themselves in a 6-point lead, 18 to 12, which means that they have the option on whether they would like to go first or go second, and they are going to be deferring to Wolf and Snyder. Clark Wolf and Jeff Snyder stepping up to the wheel. They get the category of Jodie Foster movies. Jodie Foster movies. Do Wolf and Snyder want to keep it or spin? Wolf and Snyder are keeping Jodie Foster. They're keeping Jodie Foster. Okay. 6 questions, each worth 2 points. The category of Jodie Foster. They can double their score of 12 with a perfect round. Question number 1. And they're going to hit it for 2 points. 18 to 14. 18 to 14. Question number 2. And it is going to be a multiple choice ask. Multiple choice. Drops the value down to 1 point. And they miss it. Oyama and Harris for a big 1-point steal. And they miss it on it as well. So no damage done. 4 questions left for Wolf and Snyder. First of those final 4 is question number 3. Which Wolf and Snyder will hit. It is now 18 to 16. They are still losing, but they have the chance to tie it here with question number 4. And they are going to be dropping down to multiple choice again. Multiple choice once again. And this time they hit it. 18-17. 2 questions left in the round. Question number 5 now. Still in Jodie Foster. They will hit it. 19 to 18, Wolf and Snyder with the lead. 19 to 18. And now the final question in the round. They will hit it 21 to 18. After the round, they only have a 3-point advantage. And this is not looking good. In the round, they are able to pick up. They picked up 9 points, which is not bad. But after not the best round one and a perfect round one from Liam and Harris, that still only gives them a 3-point lead. I mean, 21 points after 2 rounds is still solid. But, I mean, and they were able to take out Irwin and Roka last week in teams. But Oyama and Harris are just on another level today. We'll see if they can continue that dominance into their second round. Stepping up to the wheel right now. And they have spun the category of movie release dates. Paul Oyama, Lon Harris, do they want to keep movie release dates? They're keeping it. Wow, bold move. Bold move. They're keeping movie release dates. Oyama and Harris, 6 questions in the category. Let's get started. Question number 1, they hit it. 21 to 20 now. Oyama and Harris still haven't missed a question the entire match. Question number 2. They are going to miss it. They miss it. Wolfensnyder, that's for the steal. Massive steal for Wolfensnyder. 23-20 now. Oyama and Harris's first miss, and it costs them. Four questions left now for Oyama and Harris in the round. And they are going to hit the next one to recover. 23-22 now. Three questions left in the round. And they will hit again to take the lead. 24-23. Two questions left. Question number five here. They hit it again. Now they are getting into their groove. 26-23. Last question of the round. They hit it. So after round two, the score is Oyama and Harris, 28. Wolfensnyder, 23. That steal was massive. Without that steal, instead of a 5-point game, we'd be looking at a 9-point game without that steal. Huge steal there from Wolfensnyder, and it keeps them in the game. But they have some work to do in round number three, where each team will receive a 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. They will have to pick one competitor to take the 2, one competitor to take the 3, and then they'll be able to confer on the 5. So, I think that we should just go ahead and get into this. Oyama and Harris only missed one question the entire match, but Wolfensnyder being able to steal it definitely cost Oyama and Harris a possible KO victory. So now, here we go. We're going to start out with the 2-pointer for Wolfensnyder. Their category is going to be famous actors and actresses. So who would like to take famous actors and actresses? And it is going to be Clark Wolf to take the question. Clark Wolf. And she hits it. Makes it a 3-point game. 28-25. 28-25. Now, we will stick with Wolfensnyder. Jeff Snyder now is a 3-pointer with a chance to tie the game. This category is war movies. War movies. Jeff Snyder. We have a tie game. Both Snyder and Wolf, they each do their job and hit the 2-pointer and the 3-pointer. Now it is tied 28-28. And we're going to bounce over to Oyama and Harris. Now we're going to be starting out with them with their 2-pointer. Which will be in the category of Get Your Geek On. Who wants to take Get Your Geek On? And I believe this is going to be Paul Oyama. No, he's been studying for inner geekdom. Paul Oyama is going to hit it for 2 big points, which will send it back over to Wolfensnyder. They now must hit their 5-pointer. The score is 30-28. If Wolf and Snyder hit their 5-pointer, they will force Oyama and Harris to hit their 5 to win the game. 3 will only be able to tie. But if they miss, Oyama and Harris will win the match. 5-pointer for Wolfensnyder will come in the category of Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman. 5 big points to take a 3-point lead. And your winner, gaining 2 points for Kaiser Huang, Paul Oyama, and Lon Harris, final exam. 4-0 is now the score. Kaiser Huang takes the lead, 30-28. Oyama and Harris take out Wolf and Snyder. Close game, but Oyama and Harris, after a double perfect round one, and then they only missed one in round two. It was just too much for Wolf and Snyder to come back. They were almost able to do it on that 5-pointer, but 30-28 is the final score. Now, what's really important, though, is that steal prevented that from being a TKO. Even if they would have just missed the steal, that would have been a TKO victory for a final exam, which would have given them 3 points and made it 5-0. 4-0 is still an amountable comeback, especially with when you have Kalinowski going against Inman, Levine going against Bibiani, it is still possible for Sam Levine Rules to make the comeback and tie it up and send it into overtime. But now he is in must-win situations in all of his games. So, final exam, though, they win 30-28. And if they make it to the finals, they are going to be a dangerous, dangerous team. But now we are going into the inner geekdom match. Mike Kalinowski is in a must-win situation for Sam Levine Rules. Okay, guys, this is a must-win situation for Kalinowski and Sam Levine Rules. Jason Inman, Mike Kalinowski. If Inman can pull out a win in any way, Kaiser Hong will be moving to the finals. Kalinowski wins, it will all come down to the singles match at the end. Inman Kalinowski very close in accuracy, and I'm just excited. I want to get this match underway. So, let's do that. So, 10 questions in round number 1 from 10 different categories. Each question is going to be worth a point. If you get them all right, you will get a bonus question, also worth a point. I think we just kick this off. Starting down in the category of Star Wars. Star Wars. We're going to be starting out here with Jason Inman. He hits. And a miss from Mike Kalinowski right off the bat. This is not good for Sam Levine Rules. 1-0, Jason Inman. 1-0, Inman. Question number 2, the category is DC. DC, starting with Mike Kalinowski, hits. And so does Jason Inman, 2-1. No perfect round for Kalinowski. 2-1 Inman after two questions. Question number 3, the category is Middle Earth. Middle Earth. Jason Inman hits. And Mike Kalinowski hits 3-2. 3-2. Now question number 4. Category is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Kalinowski hits. Inman hits. 4-3. Inman with the lead. Question number 5. Question number 5. The category is The Wizarding World. The Wizarding World. Inman misses. And so does Kalinowski. No perfect rounds here. So after the first half of round 1, Inman has 4. Kalinowski has 3. It's a big miss chance for Kalinowski to pull it back into a tie, but he didn't get it. So question number 6 comes in the category of Marvel movies. Mike Kalinowski hits, and so does Jason Inman. 5-4. 5-4 after 6 questions. Now question number 7. Go to the DCEU, or the worlds of DC, or whatever they're calling it today. Starting out with Jason Inman. He hits. Mike Kalinowski, he hits. 6-5. 6-5. Question number 8 now comes in the category of Star Trek. Star Trek. Kalinowski hits. Inman hits. 7-6. 7-6. 2 questions left in the round. First of which comes in the category of Heroes and Villains. Heroes and Villains. Jason Inman misses. In a big point for Mike Kalinowski to bring it back to a tie. 7-7. 7-7. And a final question comes in the category of mixed bag. Kalinowski, a miss, and Inman takes the lead right back. 8-7 after round number 1. Jason Inman holds the lead 8-7. This is not what Sam Levine Rules and Mike Kalinowski needed. They need to come back. See what they can do here, because now we're getting into the wheel round. How the wheel round will work, competitors will step up to the wheel and spin it. Whatever they land on, they have the option to keep it or to spin away. But they must take the second spin if they choose to have one. Whatever category they do end up with, though, they will get 5 questions from the category, each worth 2 points. Now they have the option to drop down to multiple choice, but that makes it worth only 1 point. Jason Inman, he has the lead. Would you like to go first or go second? He's going to be going first. Jason Inman stepping up to the wheel. Gets the category of scores and soundtracks. Scores and soundtracks. Would you like to keep it? He's going to keep it. Jason Inman is going to be keeping scores and soundtracks. Let's see how that fares him. Question number one. He hits it for 2 big points, 10-7. Question number two. Another big 2-point hit, 12-7. Kalinowski needs Inman to miss here. Question number three. It is not happening. Inman is up to 14. It's 14-7. Question number five. And it's going to be multiple choice here for Jason Inman. Has to drop down to the multiple. But he is going to still hit it. 15-7 now. Final question of the round for Jason Inman. And he hits it. 17-7. It is a 10-point gap. Kalinowski can tie it with a perfect round. See if he can pull that off, though. 17-7. Inman goes perfect in scores and soundtracks. Only has to go to multiple choice once. Kalinowski needs a big spin. Gets the category of heroes and villains. Does Kalinowski want to keep heroes and villains? Or spin away? He will be spinning away and getting the category of heroes and villains once again. Heroes and villains is what Mike Kalinowski will have to stick with. Let's see how he fares. Misses on the first question. Big steal for Inman. This game could be over. Question number two. And that is a big 2 points there for Kalinowski. 19-9 now. Question number three. Another big hit, 19-11. He just needs to run the table for the rest of the round. He hits it again on question number four, 19-13. Final question of the round, and he hits it. So, Kalinowski allows a massive steal. If he didn't allow that steal, we would be tied right now at 17, but the score is Jason Inman 19, Mike Kalinowski 15, heading into the final round. Kalinowski is still in this thing. So, the final round will work. 2-pointer, 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer will be asked to whoever is currently losing, which right now is Mike Kalinowski, so we're going to start with him. His 2-point question will come in the category of scores and soundtracks. Scores and soundtracks from Mike Kalinowski, and he will hit it for 2 points. It is now a 2-point game, 19-17. And then we will stick with Mike Kalinowski. First 3-pointer hits this, and he will take a 1-point lead. His category is Back to the Future. And Mike Kalinowski hits it, and he takes a 1-point lead over Jason Inman, 20-19. Mike Kalinowski has the lead, and now we bounce over to Jason Inman. His 2-pointer will come in the category of Marvel. Marvel movies for Jason Inman. And it's a miss. It is a 2-pointer miss from Jason Inman. And could Mike Kalinowski get the comeback here? Now we stick with Inman for his 3-pointer in the category of mixed bag. Mixed bag for Inman. Can he hit this one? Another miss. 2 misses in a row for Jason Inman. And now it comes down to his 5-pointer. It now comes down to Inman's 5-pointer. And he must hit it. Five points. Jason Inman misses this. He will go over 3 in round 3. And Kalinowski will take home the 2 points. 5-pointer for Jason Inman. Category is Star Trek. He pulls Star Trek. For 5 points. He has hit it. He does not go over 3 in the final round. But this opens the door for Mike Kalinowski. Mike Kalinowski hasn't missed so far in the final round with this 5-pointer. If he hits it, he will win the match by a point, 25-24. If he misses it, Jason Inman will have hung on for the victory, 24-20. His category is DC Movies. DC Movies. Detective Comics Films. Mike Kalinowski for 5 points. And your winner, gaining 2 points for Sam Levine rules. Mike the Killer Kalinowski. Mike Kalinowski pulls off the comeback. He goes into the final round down by 4 points, but he picks up 10, and Inman only gets the 5. Big 2 and 3-point misses there from Inman. And Kalinowski has pulled off a comeback to keep Sam Levine rules in the game. 4-2 now, Kaiser Hong holds the lead, and it will come down to the singles match. It comes down to the singles match between William Bibiani for Kaiser Hong, Sam Levine for Sam Levine rules. Whoever wins this match, well, not necessarily. If Kaiser Hong wins with William Bibiani, Kaiser Hong will win and move on to the finals. If Sam Levine rules wins with Sam Levine, then we will be heading to a sudden death overtime. But it can't be an overtime win for Sam Levine rules to move on. But if it is a KO victory for Sam Levine, then a Sam Levine rules will actually win outright. So I think that we should get into the final match to determine who Revision 323 will be playing in the tournament finals. See you guys in a minute. All right, guys, this is it. The final matchup between William Bibiani for Kaiser Hong, Sam Levine, representing Sam Levine rules. And this is it. This is for everything. This is for shot the tournament finals. So obviously Sam Levine rules finds himself down by 2 points, 4-2 heading into this match. So Sam Levine must win here to at least send it to a sudden death overtime. Win by KO would give them the victory. Sudden death victory, not enough. But then William Bibiani just has to hold on. Just make sure that he doesn't lose. He can even lose by sudden death, but he can't lose or lose by KO. As long as that happens, Kaiser Hong will move on. Odds are stacked in Kaiser Hong's favor, especially with William Bibiani being better by 9 accuracy points than Sam Levine. But in a real-life Schmodown in the first round of the 2017 Ultimate Schmodown Tournament, we did see Sam Levine pull off the win here, 15-14, which started his iconic double tournament run, where he won both tournaments. Only person to ever do that still to this day. But I think that we should get started with this match. Sam Levine, William Bibiani, Kaiser Hong, Sam Levine rules. Let's get started. 8 questions in round 1 from 8 different categories. Each one is worth a point. If you get them all right, then you will get a bonus question asked just to you, also worth a point. We will be starting here in the category of comedy. Ha 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 ha. I had to do it. Okay. Category of comedy, we're going to go to William Bibiani first. A miss from Bibiani to start out, and Sam Levine takes a 1-point lead. Wow. Bibiani with a big miss to kick it off. 1-0. Sam Levine has the lead now. That is not a good start for Kaiser Hong. That is exactly, though, what Sam Levine rules needed. Now we go to the category of horror. Sam Levine misses, and Bibs is right back in at 1-1. 1-1 after 2 questions. No perfect rounds. I think we are in for a scrap here. Question number 3, the category is famous actors and actresses. Bibiani, a miss, and Sam Levine is now taking the lead. They are just back and forth. One will hit and the other will miss, then it's back. Wow, okay, Sam Levine 2, Bibiani 1 after 3 questions. Question 4, the category is romantic comedies. Romantic comedies. Sam Levine, he hits. And so does Bibiani. This first time that they both hit is now 3-2 Sam Levine halfway through round number 1. Question number 5 now. Question number 5. The category is Get Your Geek On. Get Your Geek On. William Bibiani hits. Sam Levine hits. 4-3. 4-3. Question number 6 now. Category is Oscars. Oscars. Sam Levine. Hits William Bibbiani. A miss from William Bibbiani and Oscars. 5-3 now, Sam Levine. This is not what I was expecting from this match. Sam Levine, so far, looking like he could pull off the upset. Question number 7 now. Category is animated. Animated. Bibbiani. Hits. And Sam Levine somehow pulls off the miracle and hits in the category of animated. I mean, he said he's down to study. Definitely paid off there for him. 6-4. Last question. Category is directors. Directors. To Sam Levine. He hits. And another miss from Bibbiani. So after round number 1, Sam Levine only misses one question. The score is 7-4. Sam Levine is beating William Bibbiani. But it is only a 3-point game still. And we know that Bibbiani can come back from that. But this is exactly what Sam Levine rules and Sam Levine wanted. Kaiser Hong's been dominating so far. After Kalinowski just barely pulled off that victory. Now if Sam Levine can get this win, we are in for a treat with sudden death overtime. Okay. Now we are going to head into the wheel round, though, where each competitor will be able to spin the wheel. If they don't like the first category, they can spin away, but they must take the second category. Whatever they do end up with, though, they will get 4 questions in the round, each worth 2 points. Now they can drop down to multiple choice if they'd like, but that makes it worth only 1 point. And if they miss a question, their opponent can steal. Sam Levine is in the lead right now, 7-4. Do you like to go first or second? Of course, he is letting Bibbs go second. That is his strategy. So Bibbiani stepping up to the wheel and spins Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry movies. Does William Bibbiani want to keep it? No, William Bibbiani is turning Tyler Perry down. Now Bibbs must take whatever he lands on. Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie. Bibbiani will receive 4 questions in the category of Angelina Jolie. Question number 1. He hits for 2 points, 7-6. 7-6. Question number 2. And it's another hit for 2 points, and he takes the lead, 8-7. Question number 3. Dropping down to multiple choice on this one. And he's going to hit it off of multiple. 9-7 now. Final question. Angelina Jolie now. And he will hit it. William Bibbiani with a perfect round in Angelina Jolie. So after a lackluster 4 out of 8 in round 1, picks up 7 points in round number 2. But it's still only a 4-point lead after Sam Levine goes 7 out of 8. The score is 11-7 now. 11-7. Sam Levine now is stepping up to the wheel. Finds himself down 4 points. And he gets the category of Jim Henson. Jim Henson. The Muppet guy that Sam Levine wants to keep it. He is not going to keep it. Interesting choice there for Sam Levine. He now must take whatever he lands on. Coming-of-age movies. Coming-of-age movies. No, this can be good for Sam Levine. Let's see what he can do in the category. Question number 1. That is not what he wanted. A big miss. And Bibbiani with a big steal, 13-7. Question number 2. He hits this one, 13-9. 13-9 is now the score. Question number 3. Another miss. Bibbiani, massive steal, 15-9. And now Sam Levine's final question. He hits it. So now the score is going to be 15-11 heading into the final round. Sam Levine, not what he wanted in coming of age. Not what he wanted at all. So now Sam Levine. 15-11. Goes 2-4, Bibbiani steals. Sam Levine's lucky he had a great first round and Bibbiani didn't have a good one. Otherwise, this could be out of reach for him right now. Still only a 4-point match. Let's see if he can do what Kalinowski did and come back from the deficit. How this will work in the final round. two-pointer, three-pointer, and a five-pointer. Questions will always go to whoever is currently losing, which right now is Sam Levine. So we're going to start with him for his two-pointer. His category is mixed bag. Mixed bag. His question. He's going to hit it. Sam Levine hits it. 15-13 is now the score. You're going to stick with Sam Levine for his three-pointer to take the lead. His category is 2000s. 2000s. And it is another hit for Sam Levine. 16-15. Now the score. 16-15. Now we're going to go back over to William Bibiani for his two-pointer to take back the lead. His category is fantasy sci-fi. Fantasy sci-fi. William Bibiani. He hits it for 2 points. 17-16 is now the score. 17-16 is now the score. And now we're going to go back to Sam Levine. His five-point question. If he hits this, he will force Bibiani to hit his five. If he misses it, William Bibiani will win the match and send Kaiser Huang to the finals. Sam Levine for 5 big points. The category of John Hughes. John Hughes. Sam Levine hits it. Sam Levine hits it. Score is now 21-17. 21-17. And now we're going to ask Bibiani's three-pointer, even though it doesn't really matter. Three-pointer's in the category of Will Smith. This will just make it a one-point game. And he is going to miss it in the category of Will Smith. And that means that it all comes down to this. It all comes down to this. Scores Sam Levine 21, William Bibiani 17. If Bibiani hits this, he will send Kaiser Huang to the finals by winning 22-21. If William Bibiani misses this, Sam Levine will tie up the game at 4 between Kaiser Huang and Sam Levine rules and will go to a sudden death overtime. And Bibiani's category is Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz. For 5 points. And your winner. Gaining 2 points. 4. Sam Levine rules. Sam Levine, the inglorious one, pulls it off. 21-17. That's the second time in a row that one of Sam Levine Rules players was down by 4 points going into the final round and pulled off the win. 21-17 is the score, and we are heading to a sudden death overtime. And guess what? We're right back with Sam Levine versus William the Beast Bibiani. We are right back with them. So we are tied at 4. So how sudden death is going to work is we are going to start out with 5 questions. Whoever wins out of those 5 will take home the win for their team. But if we are tied, then we go into a 3-question set. If we're still tied, then we go into a sudden death. So 5 questions to start us off in 5 random categories. We're sticking with William Bibiani versus Sam Levine. They're each going to stay out here. They were each selected as their team captains. Bibiani, Sam Levine. It comes down to this. Whoever wins out of these 5 questions will be moving on to the finals. Whoever loses, their time is up. So, let's randomize the categories and get started. Question number 1 comes from the category of Get Your Geek On. Get Your Geek On. To William Bibiani, He hits. Sam Levine hits. We're tied at one. Whew. Wow. Okay. Next category, Pauly Shore. Pauly Shore. Sam Levine hits. Bibiani hits. We're tied at two. Man, this is intense. Third question out of five here in the round. Categories, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Bibiani hits. Sam Levine misses. Sam Levine misses. Bibiani now with a one-point lead. A one-point lead with two questions left. Category now is action-adventure. Sam Levine, another miss. And your winner in advancing to the finals, Kaiser Huang. 4-2 is the score in sudden death overtime. With one question left, it would be impossible for Levine to come back. Bibiani wins in sudden death overtime. Sam Levine rules, puts up a great fight, a great comeback there at the end after Kaiser Huang dominated at the beginning, sending it to sudden death, coming back from a 4-0 to tie it back up at 4. But it just wasn't enough in overtime. The final score will be listed as Kaiser Huang 5, Sam Levine rules 4. And what a fantastic match. Both of these teams Sam Levine Rules team is going to be solid when we get into the season, especially after the expansion draft. Such a great team he has put together. But we have our final set. Kaiser Huang will be going up against Revision 323. Every match will be a 5-rounder. Here are how the teams stack up. In Star Wars, we will have Andrew DiMolanta versus Laura Kelly. Andrew DiMolanta for Revision, Laura Kelly for Kaiser Huang. In teams, we are going to have Who's the Boss? Ben Benton, Mark Riley for Revision going up against Final Exam, Oyama and Harris for Kaiser. Then in Inner Geekdom, we're going to have Brandon Hanna for Revision going up against Jason Inman for Kaiser. And then the final match, the singles match, both of them are captains as well. Rachel Cushing for Revision, William Bibiani for Kaiser. Those are your matchups. Every match is going to be a 5-rounder. Next week will determine who wins this tournament. What a great match we've had today. Only the second sudden death overtime match we've had so far, and it was a great one. But Kaiser Huang will move on to face Revision 323 in the finals. What a fantastic match it should be. But until then, that is all. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to hear more of me, you can check me out on Teen Stock Movies podcast feed or on YouTube. I'm also going to be doing some stuff in this short on fan leagues on Movie Trivia Face-Off. So that should be fun. But, oh, you can also find me at Nerd Film Trivia League. Forgot about that. Nerd Film Trivia League, it is an Inner Geekdom fan league. We have a singles tournament going on right now if you'd like to check that out. But thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, everybody. Revision 323 Kaiser Huang, your finals are set. See you guys next week. Goodbye.